Who would have thought the first sport to have a plan would be the National Hockey League? And they do. We bring in Barry Melrose to discuss. Barry, I always appreciate your time. How are you, my friend? Good to hear you.
I'm great to hear you. It is a little bit of a surprise, that the NHL is leading the horses out of the gate, so to speak, and now they're going to be the guinea pig by the other sports. They'll see NBA, will see what goes on, and the NFL will see, and baseball will see, and the NHL is going to do a lot of the experimenting. So looking forward to it. I am not one of those guys that wants to go months and months without hockey. So, you know, I applaud the NHL for the courage they're showing and the initiative they're showing. And you know, hopefully this is going to be a, you know, huge success.
Now, from a hockey standpoint, as a, you know, player, coach, analyst, are you a little bit uneasy that it sort of feels like, and I could be wrong here because this is a confusing deal, that there's a round-robin three games that are going to determine the entire seeding? Is that accurate? And that would scare the daylights out of me if I'm like, say, Boston or Tampa.
Well, I'll tell you, John Butchegrass and I do college hockey all the time, and there's upsets every year, and I mean upsets. I mean 16 will beat one. I mean 8 will beat one. So if you're gonna, if your favorite team is in this round robin, and you're playing you're playing the worst team. You're playing Montreal, for example. You know, don't expect it to be a catwalk. These games end up in upsets. So that is probably the most exciting thing that I like about the best of one. And it's probably the thing I hate the most about best of one. I'm a big believer that in a best of seven, the best team always wins. In a best of one or a best of three, that's not always the case. We had the best of three a few years ago, if you remember, and there were a lot of upsets, a lot of big name stars like Edmonton upset, Montreal got upset. So they didn't like the upset. The owners didn't like the upset because they missed a lot of gates. They missed a lot of full buildings. So, it's scary. I tell you, no matter what you say to your team in that dressing room about being ready and having your lineup ready and being ready to play hard, there'll be a team in there that'll take somebody lightly and they'll get beat up in the first round when they should probably be a team that is playing in the third round. So that's the thing to watch for, upsets in a situation like this. They will happen. You can't help them from happening, and there's going to be a lot of upset fans when they do happen.
When you look at these opening round or qualifying round matchups, these best of fives, of the ones in the East, Barry, which one stands out to you the most? You have Penguins, Canadiens, Hurricanes, Rangers, Leafs, Blue Jackets, Islanders, Panthers. Is there one of the four that you're really looking forward to the most?
I would say the Montreal.
With Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. I just think, you know, it's a series that Montreal could win. You know, you get Carey Price hot. They've done this before. He's arguably as good a goaltender there is about in the NHL. And, you know, if he gets hot, he can beat anybody. So how would you like to be Montreal? A couple of weeks ago, Gallagher was complaining about having to play in this thing, right? You remember? I'm not going there. I'm not going to play in that. If we don't stand a chance of winning, what's the use of going? Now he's got renewed life, and Montreal plays Pittsburgh very, very well. So that is the one team that I'm very, very interested in, mainly because of the upset factor. You know, to see a team like Montreal upset in the first round or to see a team like Montreal win in the first round in an upset would be pretty amazing and something to give us to talk about for quite a while.
Barry Melrose joining us, PA Sports Midday, Pennsylvania Sports Network. Barry, does this format, does anybody, you know, at a glance anyway, I mean, you talked about a possible upset, but at a glance, you know, do you look at anyone and say, oh, boy, that's a big advantage for insert team name here?
I think you got to look at Boston. I think that the experience they have, two good goaltenders, they're just, you know, they're coming off a Stanley Cup win not that long ago. They're very good defensively. They're very big, very healthy. And another thing that people forget, everybody's healthy now. I did something from Columbus the other night, and And I said, this has to be the first time Columbus has ever been healthy in a playoff round, because they're always beat up, if you remember. And they said, yeah, we have Tortorella on all the time. That's all they ever talk about, is how healthy the Columbus Blue Jackets are. So that's something that's going to be very, you know, tough to overcome. That experience, you got that playoff experience. You've got that guys that don't make a mistake. You know, you're running around. You can throw Char out there. There's a lot of good players on that Boston Bruin team. So I think Boston is a team that is going to be very, very fun to watch. If there isn't going to be an upset, I would say Boston would be a team that I can't see being upset. I can see maybe they get beat in a 7-game series and Carey Price is or somebody is unbelievable, but I can't believe that the Boston Bruins can get beat with that lineup they have.
Yeah, one of the teams that had a ton of momentum is the Philadelphia Flyers. They had won 9 out of 10 before play was stopped, and you have a young goaltender in Carter Hart that a lot of people have high hopes for. Now, they're one of these top four teams, so they're going to be in that round robin, but they would have been the 4 seed anyway, so that the Flyers really have nothing to lose as far as that goes, but they do lose momentum. I'm wondering, is that something that they're going to be able to overcome? How serious of a contender in the East are the Flyers?
Talented, good. You got a good goaltender. What was the Flyers' problem all the time? Goaltending. How many times we hear that over the last 10 years? Goaltending. Looks like goaltending is not a weakness anymore. Carter Hart's had a very good year this year. He's been very, very solid. So, you know, they've got some good young players. They've got some very good young defensemen. They got some good young forwards. I think the Philadelphia team you mentioned, they finished the same place anyways, but this team has got some confidence. They are a good hockey club. They play hard, very, very quick. They got some good depth in their lineup. I like that Philadelphia team a lot. If they win that first round, I'm not even sure that would be an upset.
Barry, the lack of home ice, the lack of fans, does that ensure the best team wins?
Yes. No excuses. It's the same for both teams. Both teams are in the empty rink. Both teams have the same number of players. Both teams are playing on the same ice surface. There's no reason why one team has an advantage. Both teams have good goaltenders. Both teams are where they should be in the standings. Everyone agrees to that. I say it all the time. If you win a best of seven, you are the best team. You can't go home that summer and tell all your buddies, well, we were better than Toronto, but you know, they won that best of seven. You can't do that. If you lose a best of seven, you are not the best team in the lineup. You're not the best team in the tournament. So, and again, that's what's so scary about these tournaments is, you know, you can be playing great. With Philadelphia, 9 in a row, everything's going their way. All of a sudden they go and start playing around, and they lose the first two games, and all of a sudden they're 2 games down, their back's against the wall, and you got a bunch of young guys now that haven't been in this situation before. So you got to come out quick. You don't have 3 or 4 games to get ready. You don't have a goaltender to get ready. The coach has to have them ready. You've got to have the power play sharp. You got to have the penalty killing sharp. You got to challenge your team. They got to be ready to go. You just don't have time to get this team ready to go if they're not mentally sharp. This thing's happened so fast, these games, and you can get upset so fast, but you got to make sure you get out of the gate really, really quick.
I was not a math major at Syracuse, Barry, but I do own a calculator. So 24 out of 31 teams is 77% of the league is in the playoffs. And we talked about Montreal, 31 wins, 40 losses when play was halted. Are too many teams in this postseason, or because of the circumstances, are you okay with what the NHL did?
I'm okay with what they did. It's certainly not perfect. We got teams that didn't expect to get in themselves. But you know, let's see them take advantage of it. There'll be a lot of complaining, I can tell you, if a few of these teams get upset. But, you know, this is the rule. Again, I talked to you about the rule. This is the rule. It's equal for everybody. And, you know, you get a chance to get a high draft pick if you win some games. And I like the fact that it's even got, you know, somebody can win something out of it, and that's the high draft pick. So, they've thought of a lot of things. I applaud the NHL. They've been very, very creative. Obviously they wanted the games. They needed the money. You know, it's going to be very, very interesting. You know, I like some of the things they did. Some of the things are very creative, very imaginative, and, going to be very, very entertaining. You know, it's going to be best of three, best of five, best of seven, and all of a sudden we're ready for next year.
Barry Melrose joining us. Barry, one final thought, before we let you go. Does anything carry over? I mean, we talked about the Flyers' momentum. You know, the Penguins, you know, I might be very healthy. You know, does anything matter from what we saw? Because, I mean, let's be honest, with the way that, I mean, with the lap, in, you know, the break, it's almost like a brand new year.
I would have to say if anything matters, it would be experience of certain guys like Bergeron, Malkin, Crosby, you know, the great players in the game, the great players that are playing. These guys have been there before. They've been in this situation before. They played these games before. They know what it takes to be ready. They know that they got to come out of the gate fast. They don't have a chance to play a best of three and lose the first two games, then anything can happen. So those are the teams, I think, that have an advantage. If I say any team has an advantage, experience. And why is experience an advantage? Because you've done it before. You know, you're not going to give surprise. You've been a lot of playoff games. You've learned how to handle things. You learned how to handle the press. You learned how to handle skates in the morning. You learned how to handle veteran players. You learned how to handle young players. So, and you got leadership in the room. Bergeron, all those players in the Boston dressing room, the experience they have, all the Pittsburgh players that they have. There's a lot of experienced guys in those teams. So I like the experience factor. I don't think it's a be all and an end all, but I'd certainly rather have experience in my lineup than not have experience in my lineup.
Barry Melrose, appreciate you taking some time. Check back in. Still several weeks out here, but awesome insight, and appreciate your time.
Anytime, guys. You guys take care. Have a great summer, and until we get playing hockey.